I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy. It is before the show. Tonight we've got a whomper stomper of a show, Liam Neeson and Taraji Henson. It's Taraji's first time in the clubhouse. As you may or may not know, Liam is an old friend of mine. I love him. We've been friends since Natasha, his late wife, was in Cabaret. So, God, I think that was in the late 90s that I met them. And I became very close with Liam's wife. Vacationed together. Stayed at their house in France for many years. And Liam has always been so generous with me by coming on the show since the very beginning, 8.5 years ago. So I love the guy. He's great. I'm not sure that he's ever met Taraji. Actually, maybe not sure that he knows entirely who she is. Or maybe he just doesn't know Empire. But anyway, it should be interesting and it should be great. We have a big surprise for Taraji. We've got a Taraji drag queen contest tonight, which should be excellent. And unfortunately, you won't be able to see it because you're listening. But you'll feel the excitement in the air. Enjoy the show.
In the commuter, he's on a train of doom. And as Cookie Lyon, she beats someone up with a broom. It's Watch What Happens Live with Taraji P. Henson and Liam Neeson now. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on National Milk Day with my favorite cookie and a man who does a body good. My first guest is an award-winning actress who gave you life in Empire, Hidden Figures, and The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. But in her new film, she will take your life as an assassin from Proud Mary in theaters tomorrow. Cannot wait to see it. Please welcome the incomparable Taraji P. Henson. Guest is a badass actor whose presence in the clubhouse makes me feel safe and protected. His movie, The Commuter, is about a man stuck on a runaway train filled with nefarious characters, which reminds me of every reunion show I've ever hosted. Welcome back, my pal, Liam Neeson. And our bar may be empty right now, but later on in the show, it will be occupied by a special surprise for Taraji that you will not want to miss. Stay tuned for that. Have the two of you ever met before?
Never. No.
You know something? There was an award show, a crazy award show in L.A. 2-3 years ago.
Was it the VH1 something?
Might be. And did you met very briefly.
You did.
Met very briefly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I feel like I know him.
You do.
I've seen all of the Taken films.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's like my hero.
He's your hero.
He's my dad in my head.
Nice. You know, is he your dad in your head or your
my daddy?
Yeah.
I asked her, was she single outside?
I was flustered.
Oh, she's what, Liam?
I asked, was she single? Because she's gorgeous.
And?
Well, I'm single.
No, I know, but then you said she's...
She's Taken.
Yes, I wanted to hear you say that. I just wanted to hear you say that.
I'm so slow, I'm slow.
Yes, sorry. I was trying to set you up for that.
What are you drinking in your thermos, yeah. Liam?
You know, Taraji, I mean, we've had Terrence on, we've had Jussie on a few times. I'm so excited to finally have you.
I'm just getting here.
Taraji and Liam can't wait for your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Taraji P. Henson may have snatched up a Golden Globe, a SAG Award, and many other accolades throughout her incredible career, but she also says she uses those hands to do regular people things like laundry so she doesn't become too Hollywood.
Yes.
Here's what, since I have not one but two big Hollywood types in the clubhouse, I'm going to throw out some things done by people who make an honest living. You both answer honestly about whether you still do that thing or not. Not to say you don't make an honest living. Do you take out your own trash, the two of you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's just right down the hall, though.
Okay. Do you give your friends rides to the airport?
Yes.
No.
Liam does not. Do you pick up your dog's poop?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at my face.
Do you chop your own wood?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Do you feed your own parking meter?
Yes.
Never use a parking meter.
Okay. Do you do your own laundry?
Yes.
No.
No. Do you pack your own bags for a vacation?
Yes. Look at us on vacation. We're cute.
We're a couple. I'm telling you. We're a couple. No.
No, you don't. Do you shop with coupons?
If I can remember.
No.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Do you mow your own lawn?
No.
Okay. Do you change your own flat tire if it's flat?
No. Look at my face.
Liam, do you?
Haven't done it yet.
Haven't done it yet. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Second, in The Commuter, Liam Neeson faces off against evil conspirators on a train. And in honor of that, I've conspired with another Irishman who's famous for going off the rails. Here's what. It's time for the triumphant return of... Andy O'Cohen.
Andy O'Cohen.
You have some shady questions for Liam Neeson, right, Andy O'Cohen?
Which of the three Taken movies was your least favorite?
Which of the three Taken movies was your least favorite?
Number two.
Okay. All right, Andy O'Cohen.
Name one famous actress who turned you down for a date.
Look at the mouth.
Oh.
He's never been turned down. That's why he's Liam Neeson. Well, Taraji kind of did.
Yeah, she did.
She's taken.
Our timing was off.
Yes, your timing was off. Okay, last up, Andy O'Cohen.
Does size matter, or is it the motion of the ocean?
Does size matter, Liam, from the most well-endowed man in the country?
I don't think so.
Well, that's because you're the most well-endowed man in the country. Thank you very much, Andy O'Cohen. I appreciate it. Liam, did you like
Andy
O'Cohen?
I knew there had to be a penis joke in there.
Yes, of course. Okay, finally, Taraji P. Henson is an accomplished actress. But in an acting challenge against Liam Neeson, will she come out like a proud Mary or will the cookie crumble? Here's what. Let's find out with Bravo Logs. My guest will deliver some iconic Bravo dialogue. I will choose the winner of each round based on my own arbitrary criteria. Okay, let's begin. Taraji will recite a line first delivered by NeNe Leakes. Taraji.
All right, I'm going to be like Cardi B. If you see... Oh, wait, sorry. Take two. I'm going to be like Cardi B. If I see you and I don't speak, that means I don't F with you. Okay, girl.
All right.
That's good.
Born to play it. Liam has a line from NeNe Leakes as well.
Oh, and where is she from?
She's from Atlanta.
The wine is good, but I won't be going on social media to see who I can blow for a case of it.
Wow. All right. Okay. Next up is Erica Jane. Taraji?
I'm ready for this show. How does she sound?
You can do it in any accent, anything. It does not have to be the person. It's your own.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you can do anything. Oh, okay. You can do anything you want.
I need to work on my TLC with my girlfriends. I'm used to communicating with the queens, honey. Hey, bitch, what you see? Oh, wait. Excuse me. Sorry, take two. Hey, bitch. Hey, bitch, what? See you in five. Cool, all right?
Liam
you does gave that to
Erica
Liam.
Jane.
Okay, I'm going to try this in a Belfast accent.
Okay.
Tonight, I'm challenging Russian hooker with a little bit of 90s supermodel.
Very good. Okay. Okay, last up, Taraji, this is a line that Portia Williams said.
I would rather pluck each one of my toenails out, put it in a glass of Hennessy, and take it as a shot. Okay? Did I do good?
That was so good. Liam.
Being a vegan has made me really horny. I'm having wild thoughts about eggplants and cucumbers, a veggie orgy.
Give it up for Taraji and Liam. That was amazing. I couldn't choose any winners whatsoever. And I want to say, I read an interview with you in The Hollywood Reporter where you said, you know, you really wanted to do an action movie. And you said, why does Liam Neeson get all the action movies?
I never said that, Liam. Do not
listen
to him.
Yes, you did.
I.
But he inspired you. You wanted to.
No, he absolutely did. Yeah. And
that clip, she looks the real deal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. You know what? Because my son, you have no idea. And he was a little kid. Like, the first Taken came out, he's a huge fan. Yeah. He's like, Mom, did you see the new Taken movie? Like, he's totally all about Taken. So I had a lot to live up to. Oh, and when I remember asking him, because he worked for the production, and I give him a job when I get one. keep him out of my pocket. But anyway, so he was like, Mom, this movie reminds me so much of Taken. Like, you were really badass in it. I had big shoes to fill.
Very. On that subject, Jen W. said, hey, Andy, I want to know if Liam Neeson was ever considered seriously for James Bond. I think he would make a great James Bond.
Oh, my God.
Was that ever a real conversation?
You know, a number of years ago, I met them, and they called a few times back, and my dear departed wife said, if you play James Bond, you're not marrying me.
Oh!
I remember that story. Why did Natasha not want you to do Bond?
Because they'd be off in foreign countries with all these supermodels and stuff like that.
Right.
And of course, I was going around the room like this, you know?
Right. Yes.
What do you do?
Was there ever a moment where you regretted that?
They courted me for 10 minutes, but they were also courting different actors too.
Right. Did you ever look at Tosh sometimes during those lean years and say, Tosh, I could have been Bond. I mean,
no, you know, it didn't happen.
No.
It didn't. No.
Yeah. Justin emailed, Liam, what is your favorite body part of your own?
My least favorite is my Irish ass.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I hate it.
You don't like your ass?
Always hated it. Yeah. And my nose.
And your nose? Your nose is iconic. Oh,
everything.
Please.
Wow. Let's go to Cindy from Florida. Hey, Cindy, what's your question?
Well, hey, y'all. My question is for Taraji, who was amazing in Hidden Figures.
Thank you.
In all of your years working with Terrence Howard, what has been the most eccentric thing you have seen him do or say?
Good question.
How long do we have?
How long do we have, right?
I mean, Terrence is he's an artist. And he says some pretty zany things. I really can't even, I don't know what.
Every day is a new experience.
I swear,
with him,
I can't even put it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You just gotta come to the set. He's a live wire.
Taraji, Lauren O, Facebooked, DJ or Lucius?
DJ or Lucius?
Terrence's hustle and flow character.
I think DJ. I could trust DJ over Lucius. Lucius is sneaky.
Nita S. from St. Louis emailed, Liam, you met Meghan Markle at a fundraiser late last year.
I never met Meghan Markle.
You didn't?
No.
Rumors.
No.
But maybe you did and you didn't realize it.
I No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever met Prince Harry?
I haven't. I met Prince Charles a couple of times.
How'd that go?
You know, nice. I liked his wife because she came into this... it was in Buckingham Palace, and it was all these dignitaries and stuff. And she came walking in with a cigarette and a glass of red wine.
Perfect.
I thought, I like you.
Yes.
That's so good.
I love that.
That is really,
you
really good.
You would have been BFFs from that moment on.
I know, totally. Totally. Hey, do you ever think we'll get to see Cookie sing on Empire?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know.
But I mean, you sang at the Oscars. I mean, I did.
You know, the thing about Cookie and singing is that then you take away from Lucius and the boys.
Right.
Like, that's not her talent. Her talent is producing.
Yes.
Having an eye for talent.
Yeah.
Her talent really isn't singing, because then that would have changed who went to jail.
Right.
You know? Like, if she had the talent, then she wouldn't have gone to jail, because she would have had to be the breadwinner for the family.
Yeah.
But,
and by the way, you and Terrence are like Tracy and Hepburn.
Wow.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you so
much. Brilliant electricity.
They're so great.
The two of you,
can you call Terrence and tell him that?
Yeah.
He owes me. I got
guess
him
what,
that job.
You guys, it is surprise time. Now, when I found out that Taraji was dropping by the clubhouse, I wanted to give her the royal treatment. And since there's nothing more royal than a queen, it is time for Watch What Happens Live's first annual Taraji drag pageant. We have three drag versions of Taraji's iconic roles. They will sashay into the clubhouse. Only one will be crowned the winner, as determined by my two guests. It's time for our first queen contestant. It is Blackie O as Proud Mary. Taraji. It's Taraji and Proud Mary.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Freeze, bitch. I'm Mary.
All right. Yeah. Thank you very much, Blackie O. It's our second queen. It's Shada Valenciaga as Hidden Figures, Taraji. Oh, she's running.
Like a dog, day and night, living from a coffee pot none of y'all wanna touch. So forgive me if I have to go to the restroom a few times a day.
Yes. Thank you, yes! Oh my God, it's our final queen contestant. It's, oh my God, it's Sugar Pie Book Coco. It's Taraji's Cookie Lion.
My name is Cookie. You better ask somebody. You want to know my business? You better invest in it.
Ah! Yes! Thank you, Sugar Pie. That is amazing. Give it up for Taraji. Taraji, you were crying after the Queens came out. Why did you get so emotional about...
You know, it's just... It's, to me, like, I've done characters that people can dress up as, and it's just... that's crazy to me.
It's cool, right? It's cool, yeah. Very good. Gloria R. Facebook, Taraji, did Michael Strahan ever ask you out? When you were on Live with Kelly and Michael, he flirted up a storm with you.
I mean, they tried to get to the dirt.
Oh, yeah.
He never did. And it was at one point where I was like, well, is he gonna ask? I mean, is something wrong with me? It just never happened, honey. It's okay.
Oh my God. Let's go to Jane from West Palm Beach. Hey Jane, what's your question for Liam Neeson?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Thanks.
Andy McDowell told Andy that you were her best on-screen kiss in Ruby Cairo. Wow. So, where does she rank for you, Liam?
Where does she rank for you? Do you remember that kiss? She said it was her best on-screen kiss.
Well, that's you, my mother, the only two who ever saw that movie. Yeah, Andy's a good kisser. Yeah, she's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy McDowell. I am a notoriously good kisser.
You are?
Anyway. Okay, the time has come to crown the winner. Taraji, I know you don't want to do this. You had a very hard time deciding, but...
what is it? What is
it says the Taraji winner. So would you like to go and tell us why you chose the winner and go on and crown the winner?
I chose this winner because... this was a very important movie to me, and I thought she came in here and she did it effortlessly, and she has a great ass.
And she has a great ass. Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
Oh,
what's her great ass?
There she is.
Let's get that right.
It's John Valenciaga as the winner. There you go. I want to thank Taraji, Liam Neeson, all of our contestants. So the movie is Proud Mary. Liam's film is called The Commuter in theaters tomorrow as well. Behind the bar, it's Blackie O is Proud Mary Taraji. Jada Valenciaga is Hidden Figures Taraji. Sugar Pie Coco is Cookie Lion. I love it. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy Cohen. My name's Katie. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Katie, what's your question?
Taraji, I would like to know, what would Cookie's housewife tagline be?
Oh, if Cookie was a real housewife, what would she say in the opening credits as her tagline?
As her tagline.
That's hard one.
My name is Cookie, ask about me.
All right. It works. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm calling from Hollywood, California.
Excellent.
Yes.
We love Hollywood. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Taraji. Hi, Liam. My question is for Liam.
Okay.
And I want to know, now that there's going to be an Obi-Wan movie in the works, do you think that you're going to reprise your role as Qui-Gon Jinn?
Qui-Gon Gin and Tonic, as I used to be. I haven't been approached, my darling, so I haven't been approached, so I don't think so.
If approached.
How much?
Exactly! Yes! Great answer.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Erica from Virginia.
Hey, Erica. How you doing, our friend? Happy New Year. What's your question?
Happy New Year. My question is for Taraji.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taraji, I'd love to know, what was the most surprising thing you learned about Brad Pitt when you were making Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
And how down to earth he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so down to earth. And something is very interesting, you know, the paparazzi, they chased him and he and Kate like crazy. Meanwhile, I'm in the car like, there they go. Anyway, but he almost looked as if, why are they chasing me? Why do they want pictures of me? That's how humble he is. He'd get thrown like wow. Why are they nice. Here? You know, he's a great guy.
He's a good guy.
Liam,
very caring guy.
Did you do a movie with him, Liam?
No, I didn't do a movie. He and his ex-girlfriend, Gwyneth, stayed at our house upstate years and years ago. I thought he was a lovely, lovely guy.
Great guy.
Yeah. Didn't you and Tosh see him and Jen Aniston at a resort once?
Yeah, just before they split up.
Right.
Yeah, and he's a wonderful guy. And a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Get enough credit for his acting.
Right. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Anne. I'm calling from Albany. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. I had a question for Liam. I was curious if you've seen the TV show Taken and if you would ever make a cameo on it.
No. And I haven't seen the show. I met the lovely actor who plays the younger me or whatever. Really nice guy. Good actor. He's in that show Vikings. I don't know if you've seen it. Terrific. But no, I don't want to be in it.
Have you seen? By the way, have you seen the new Star Wars yet?
I did. I watched it the other night.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was half an hour too long.
Uh-huh.
Tell us how you really feel, Liam.
Is that wrong to say?
No, it's the truth.
It was kind of endless. I mean, but it's Hollywood with all its bells and whistles, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. The production value is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just was stretched a bit too long.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's honest and fair.
Yeah. I love it. Well, now I want to see you two work together sometime.
I'm all about it.
Yeah. I want to thank Taraji and Liam and our queens. For more, click around bravo2.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.